Star Trek, I started to make a note on the Tenuto staccato interpretation. Got it at 46. Da 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 da. And then when the baritones had that articulation, they played it correctly.
Yes, we do.
And then when you got that articulation later on, you played it correctly. So what the heck is going on at 46? That's not the same. So you're going into it. Da 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 da. First one is long. You've been playing staccato for a day and a half. And now you're going to play a non-staccato note, and the rest of the staccato after that. Yep. Da 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 da. So, make a notation somewhere that has long shot, 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 shot. When you get to this masquerade, I'm just asking you to be engaged for the first 9 and a half, 5/8, before you have to play do, 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 do. Because I don't feel you're committed to that. And it's the first time that we really get the full ensemble making a statement. So there, Jeff, your interpretation was very good. Very good, thank you. When we get to what used to be the ending of the original Rostov Masquerade, it's notated forte, and I feel like you want to go, because it was always played like a 2 or 3 S, but this is a different version, so we want to... So you want to keep it a little bit under the radar, and then when you get to the tempo change on 2/1, ah, that half note is fortissimo. Let it out there, and then soft again. So let's take we take masquerade from 58. Forte, half note on 2, big sound, right back down to mezzo piano.